Larry Flanagan, General Secretary, Educational Institute of Scotland. Interview for Kingdom FM. A survey indicated that on average, Scottish teachers are working around 46 and a half hours a week, which is more than a third above their contracted hours. And the main cause of this extra workload relates to the recent introduction of Curriculum for Excellence, particularly around assessment and qualifications, but also just the ever-increasing demands around what we regard as paperwork bureaucracy that distracts from a teacher focusing on the teaching and learning process, the young people in front of her or him, and basically ends up with form filling. So we're very clear that we're saying there needs to be a refocus on what actually makes a difference in the classroom, and that workload has to be brought down closer to the contractual 35-hour working week. The implications of teachers working excessive hours, and if the average is 46 and a half hours, that means that many people will be working 50 hours plus, is an increase in stress levels and a decrease in a sense of well-being in their job. And I think the important thing for the general public to realise is that a teacher's working conditions are also a young person's learning conditions. So you do not want to have an overworked, stressed out teacher workforce, because that is not the best environment in which young people can develop and flourish and learn. So we do need to address the issue of excessive workload. Well, over the past period, austerity has had a direct impact on how schools operate. There have been cuts to resources, there have been cuts in teacher numbers over the piece with class sizes rising, and also there's been a reduction in the number of teaching assistants. And all of this contributes to an increased workload in relation to the teaching staff who are still in the classroom. In order to address the problem, there needs to be a realistic assessment of what is important in education? What are the real priorities? If everything is treated as a priority, then nothing ends up being a priority. So we need to say what actually makes a difference in the classroom. And then beyond that, some things will have to be set aside or wait for another day when time can be allocated to it. So we need to focus on what's important, and we certainly need to strip out unnecessary producers of workload, such as paperwork, which doesn't actually impact on the classroom, such as making use of reporting systems that don't actually deliver the objective of telling parents how their child is doing. I think government, both at national and local level, have got a key role to play here. We have had a tackling bureaucracy report produced by Scottish Government. There are recommendations there for local government in terms of streamlining reporting systems, for example, or making sure they're not making too many demands on school. There are a lot of good ideas in the system about reducing workload, but the key issue is that they have to be acted upon. Paper promises will not make any real difference here, so we want both national and local government to pay real attention to addressing the very serious findings of this survey, and to try and get back to the point where teachers have a reduced workload and can focus on teaching and learning, which is the prime purpose of our schools and our classrooms. I think the general point has to be made that if we want to see all the objectives that have been talked about in terms of Scottish education, such as closing the attainment gap, such as raising standards generally, then the key resource for that is your teaching workforce. And your teaching workforce has to be supported in doing the job that they want to focus on, and not simply have demand after demand after demand added to the workload, because eventually that leads to burnout and it leads to challenges within the system. So this is an urgent issue that we think everyone should be involved in. SQA, Learning and Teaching Scotland, both national and local government, directors of education, and of course, teachers themselves have to be involved in making the right decisions about what is important in their day-to-day work.